Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for both the collective and the each individual life path number for this new moon that's coming up on August 27th, 2022. Now, before I get into the forecast for the collective and each individual life path number, I do want to mention two things. First of all, there was someone who is an 11-2 who reached out to me via my website to inquire about a numerology coaching session. And your email keeps getting kicked back to me. So if you're listening, if you could just go ahead and reach back out and send me an email address that that accepts emails, I will certainly would love to give you more information. So if you're sitting out there and you've reached out to me and you haven't heard back, that could be why. Okay, for the rest of you, this of course is a general reading, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll take a look at your personal energies, your personal numerology, go ahead and book some time with me. I would love to work with you. I have a variety of options available on my website with a variety of price points. So you should be able to find something that suits your needs at this time. And again, I would just love to work with you. So let's go ahead and take a deep dive into this numerology and these energies. So we are really looking at the energies of the 9 and the 23-5. And that 23 is significant, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time on that as we move through the forecast. Okay, so collectively, this new moon with such strong 5 energy is bringing about, I hate to say it, but more change and transformation. Or it could bring about new opportunities, right? So regeneration. So new opportunities for growth, expansion, encouragement to experience life in a much bigger way, and or getting yourself out into the community or the world in a big way, or at least your work, right? Or your creative projects, your creative influence, your creative, life force that is an extension of you. So the most potent energies of this new moon are the 9, which I'll talk about in just a moment, and the 23-5. So the influencing energy of the 23 is really significant with this 5 energy because it highlights the areas of relationships, coming together, mending or healing what has potentially been broken, or becoming the observer to gain greater perspective before taking action and without taking sides. So even though this is 5 energy, again, we're working with 23 energy, which is that of the 2 and the 3. So we see this sort of balancing relationship coming together, mending, healing kind of energy of the 2, right? As well as this big social, creative, and communicative energy of the 3. Combine the 2, the 3, and the 5, and we have sort of this melting pot of just huge, transformative, sensory, enriching, freedom-loving, creative, self-expression with a focus on relationships and how our work and our actions can influence or potentially impact others. And then with that awareness, choosing how we sort of move forward with that energy. Because again, the energy can always be present, but it's how we as individuals choose to work with that energy that makes the difference. So again, this is going to be a very social energy. So when I say relationships, quote unquote, I'm really referring to any relations with others beyond self. And again, then we've got that 9 energy, again, which looks beyond self into a greater purpose, right? So we're looking at the full spectrum here. So maybe you create something, or maybe you do something where that creation or that action has an impact or a direct impact on someone that maybe you've never even met before, right? The project or the creation becomes the bridge between the two of you. So again, it could be something where it's got a significant impact on someone that you've never met. or on someone that you have met. But there's just keep that in mind, because, you know, there is some level of responsibility to that in our output, right? And what we put out and what we present to the world. With that being said, of course, you know, we don't want to have to police our creative self-expression or sort of overly monitor it. So, because then the creativity suffers, right? And you sort of lose that spark. However, you can also ensure that what you're putting out into the world comes with it your integrity and your intention for good. You do have control over that. We do have control over, again, our intention, what we put into to whatever this is, you know, how we go about creating it, the ingredients that we use to create whatever this is. How another person internalizes that, or what they take away from it, or what they do with it, of course, is beyond your control, right? But we always have control over our own integrity and our own intentions. And we know when they're good, and well, when they're not so good. So the energy is simply asking us to check in with ourselves before hitting send, before making that post, before distributing whatever it is that we're distributing at this time. And I would really say anytime. There is a level of personal responsibility when it comes to, again, putting our creative projects or whatever, right, out into the world where other people are going to experience them. We do have some level of, again, responsibility with that, not to police ourselves, not to sort of censor ourselves. But we know the energy that we're putting behind whatever this is. We know the energy that we're putting into it. We know our own intentions. And if there's malice or vengefulness or sort of undertones of backhanded compliments or whatever, right? If there's that, you know, if you're sending that out there, you know, if you're putting that out into the world, if there's like this passive aggressiveness to whatever it is that you're sharing with others, you know when it's there and you know when you're putting it out there. And so really this energy is saying, maybe before we do that, can we pause? Can we just take a few minutes to breathe and just check in and just make sure that what we are contributing to the collective, to others, has good intentions behind it, right? Because if it doesn't, there are other ways to sort of transmute that energy, to get that energy out, to express it, where it doesn't have to involve others. So there's a real sort of awareness that this energy is sort of bringing up, and a real mindfulness that's really having us check back in with ourselves and take that personal responsibility in what it is that we're contributing into the greater collective. Because, you know, energy is energy, and it doesn't discriminate between the individual and the collective. So if we're putting it out there, and we're putting it out there in a way where others are going to experience it in some way, there has to be some level of good intention behind it. Otherwise, that negative energy is just getting catapulted out into the collective and just, you know, feeding into that fire. So we get to decide how we contribute and how we participate. And this energy is just asking us to really take a close look at that before we take the action. So simply check in with yourself is really what's coming up here. The energy of the nine, that brings in this vibration again that sort of echoes the same message. So new opportunities for facing or overcoming past hurts or injustices could surface now. Nine energy, when it's in its higher octave, is a very non-judgmental, very compassionate, understanding, kind energy that's interested in taking action around deeds or services that aim to help or promote positive influences for the greater community or the greater good. So this isn't doormat energy, right? This isn't victim mentality. It's not promoting sort of, you know, getting walked all over and being taken advantage of and allowing yourself to be taken advantage of and all of that. It's promoting really self-empowerment and the empowerment of others. Right? That's supported under nine energy. Nine energy isn't going to do it for you, right? It's not going to come in and be like, okay, I'm going to do this for you. That's martyrdom. That's that's saying you're not capable of doing this for yourself, so let me do it for you. And that's actually disempowering for the other person. Nine energy is coming in and saying, I know you've got this. I know you can do this. Let me support you. Let me help you find the ways to do it so that you can do it for yourself. That's really that humanitarian energy. And that's ultimately at the core of humanitarianism, right? Is saying, you have what you need to do this. Let me help you remember. Let me help you find that within yourself so that you can do it for yourself, so that you don't need to rely on another person to do it for you. Not to say you can't work and collaborate with others. That's a different thing, right? We're talking about empowerment and disempowerment. So there is no victim mentality with this nine energy that's coming in. It's saying, how can we, the work that we put out there, how can we make sure that it is empowering for others or has the potential to, right? Like if you're doing a teaching or something like that, is what you're offering something that will help that individual gain access to their own inner strength, their own inner gifts, whatever it is, so that again, they can find their own self-empowerment. There's a lot that kind of goes into this energy, and I think you're going to feel that, as I think we're all going to feel it as we move through this, this illumination. I think it's important to also mention that nine energy is in its higher octave is non-judgmental. So it's not going to sort of, assist and then judge how you do it, right? It's like, it's going to allow you to do it however you feel called to do whatever this is. It's going to look at your strengths and help you to build upon those strengths. So again, that you can work alongside of others rather than expecting someone else to do it for you or you expecting to do it for someone else. Okay. I think I've said enough about that, but that's really what's coming in so strongly with this nine energy. Nine energy is going to see the potential and the capabilities in everyone, and it strives to help others see it within themselves so that they can access that light and start working with that light and sharing it. Nine energy is very, very selfless energy in this way, right? So again, it's not selfless to where we, again, become a doormat or allow others to take advantage of us. It's selfless in the way that it is not going to try to disempower somebody else by trying to control or manipulate that person to do whatever the thing is for them, okay? So there's no getting to the top alone, right? And this is kind of looking at all of this energy combined. There's nothing that we, even though like we can be empowered and we can, you know, share our gifts in our own way and be unique and all of that, there's no getting to the top alone. I mean, you can get to the top alone, but it's going to be real lonely up there. And you're not going to be able to contribute or create in the ways that you would be able to create if you do it as sort of a collective or in collaboration with others or working with others, right? And so that's, again, where this nine energy is coming in really, really strongly as well. So again, there's no getting to the top alone. Everyone gets there together using their own unique gifts and their own unique strengths. And that's really what nine energy is looking to do, right? To really to assist with, to help everyone sort of get there together. So again, so that we can create together. When we create together, it's so much bigger. It's so much more profound than when we create alone. But it takes each of us, right, tapped into our own light, tapped into our own unique, specific, beautiful ingredients first, so that we can then create together, so that we can see who's bringing what. So this nine energy can help us to overcome those judgments, those grudges, those restricted mindsets, whether it's about other people or about ourselves, to step further into our own greatness while assisting others in stepping into theirs. So much synergy, just so much synergy and collective partnerships really being highlighted under this illumination. It's really incredibly beautiful energy. And then on top of that, we're working with the sixth universal energy for 2022. So it's just so much about collective energy, unconditional love, working together, seeing the other person's divinity, and in just all the yumminess, right? It's there. The energy is there, but we have to take advantage of it. We have to work with it. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at each individual life path number now. 22 fours. So for you all, there is this undercurrent energy of the four and the nine. And so really it's kind of you're working with your core life path number, which is the 4. Of course, the 22 is an extension of that energy, right? So you've got this undercurrent energy of the 4, and then you've got this energy of the 9. So this is an energy of things sort of blossoming and bearing fruit. And this can be sort of the start of a very promising period within your life. However, we still have that 4 energy, and so, which I know you're very, very familiar with because it's your life path energy. But the 4 energy is present to sort of bring in the reality check. You know, is what you're working on or what you're working towards aligned with your higher calling? Does it feel good? Does it feel sustainable? You know, is it something that you truly want in this moment and for your future? Because the 4 is going to remind us of the details and the very practical aspects of whatever this is. Because again, you know, yes, your life path energy is 4. But when it comes in as a cycle, it's almost like taskmaster energy, right? So it's kind of like almost like Saturnian energy, where it's kind of coming in and being like, okay, micromanaging, let's put it that way. It's kind of like coming in and being like, all right, is this what you really want? Are you going to stay persistent? You know, if you build towards this, are you going to want it down the road when you, you know, get to the end of the road type thing? Because with a lot of things, you know, it might feel good now in the moment, but what does the reality of it look like in the future when the excitement wears off? And this is especially relevant for like long-term commitments, because, you know, we can never fully know like how things will turn out, you know, in the future, right? But 4 energy is just going to really put on the brakes and just ask you to at least consider the possibilities so that you invest in and build what it is that your heart truly desires. And now I know this is kind of like preaching to the choir when it comes to 22s, right? 22 fours. You're used to this energy. So you're going to be used to, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're already making sure or overanalyzing it or overthinking it or whatever. So, you know, you're probably not going to feel the 4 energy as, you know, strongly, but it is there. And so again, when it's coming in as a cycle, it's just kind of like, you might notice that things slow down a little bit. And really, again, it's for that. And I know you're probably thinking as a 22-4, how can things go any slower? But this will just kind of like be like, okay, is this what you want? And have you thought about like how this could affect the long-term type thing? So again, it's a very practical energy. But with the 9, we bring in sort of the more ethereal, more spiritual, more intuitive energy that's really saying like, how do you feel about this? Like, how does this like land intuitively for you? And is this something that you feel like you really want to nurture and grow and continue to sustain? Especially, again, when it comes to those long-term commitments. So we're talking about like having a baby or getting a pet or getting married or signing a contract for like a long-term business deal or something like that, right? Not saying that to follow the fears. What we're saying is follow the feeling of, and the logic, but like of what this is. And is it what you really want? And is it something that you really want to commit to for the long term? Again, understanding that you don't really know how things are going to turn out. And just because you commit now doesn't mean that you can't, you know, change your mind later, obviously. But just know that the 4 energy is just going to come in extra strong under this illumination to be like, hey, check this detail. Is this how you want to do it? Or do you want to do it this way type thing? So interesting energies for you all, but I do think it could feel a little bit like push-pull just because we've got that very practical energy of the 9, but then like the very spiritual energy of, or I'm sorry, the practical energy of the 4, more spiritual, ethereal energy of the 9. So it's a really beautiful balance of the very like divine masculine and divine feminine energies coming together to make sure that whatever it is that you're moving towards is what you want to be moving towards in this moment, right? And of course that can change, but this can also, and I want to go back to this because I think it's important. This can also be a period for you all of things really blossoming and bearing fruit now from the work that you've done previously. So This can be a very promising period for you, especially in the decisions and the choices that you make. So that's why I say, like, really feel into it, really honor both the more practical, logical side of yourself and the more intuitive side of yourself. All right, 22s, I hope it's a powerful one. Take care. Bye for now.